It's a big game. It's a focal point, really, on Saturday night with the bye as far as the rugby league is concerned, not the standalone Origin on the Sunday night. We've got the decider, the third and deciding test match against the Irish as far as the Wallabies are concerned. Tab.com.au says the Wallabies are hard up against it, $2.45. Ireland firming all the time, $1.55. Our expert is Matty Burke. G'day, Burkey.
Good morning, boys. Do you know what? You haven't got your shirts on this week. You haven't got your heads or heart shirt on, and I reckon that's the go. You know, my heart says the Wallabies could do something this weekend. Yeah, last week they were 3-2, and within a couple of minutes of the end of the game, they still had a chance to score a try and kick a goal to snatch that game, having been outplayed the whole game, I reckon.
It didn't feel like they were the better 3-2.
Not at all. Yeah. Possession was 65 in favour of Ireland. Territory was very much in favour of Ireland. But somehow Australia snuck in there. But they got, for me last week, it was so different between the first test and second test. Australia in the first test bashed them in defence. Their first 20 minutes was outstanding. They then changed their team. 8 players came around. There's 5 changes this week. So Joe Smith, the coach, is obviously confident, and that's for a few injuries as well, confident that his mob, it doesn't matter who he puts on the park there, are going to be able to do a job.
Why can't we get that consistency in our performance? Because we all get excited.
Oh, 100%.
And then we get deflated.
100%. You know, we said it last week.
They're not done yet.
No, I'm not death riding them at all. I want the Wallabies to do well. I think most people, even if they're not union supporters, want the Wallabies to do well.
Of course, it's your national team.
It's a national team, but I've seen it over the last couple of years. You have a high, and then it's back. We're ready to go, and then
we said that last week. Nathan Sharp, former captain, does the commentary with us at 10, and I said, "You know, pump it up. How good are these? Yeah, the blokes, they played well last week." And he said, "Just hold on, like don't get ahead of yourself, because they do have this. I suppose you call it consistency issues. You know, you get out there and 1 week you play well, next week not so well. Mind you, Ireland turned up and played a completely different game. They got out muscled last week.
Yeah.
So tomorrow night at the Sydney Football Stadium, they have a good chance not only to mentally do well, Loz, at the same time, but also physically show us something that they haven't done before by having that consistency. They've lost Will Genia through that broken arm last week, and I think he was a big loss in that second test in the loss down in Melbourne. Nick Phipps comes in there. There's only been 2 changes. Lucan Tui comes in at number 6, and Caleb Timu goes actually out of the team, completely out of the team. So they're trying to muster up a bit of strength and a bit of size there in the forwards there. But, you know, this is just going to be, you know, old school, gritty, just go in and work hard.
Yeah,
I know the weather is drying out. There's no showers today. There's no showers predicted for tomorrow. Yeah. But still, we've had a really wet week. I mean, the conditions will favour Ireland, surely, won't they?
Mate, the balls have been plugging when I've been playing golf. I've been attacking the pins. I wish. No, it will do. And if it's a little bit greasy, what we saw last week again is a smarter kicking game from Ireland. Sexton came back into the team and just controlled the point of attack. They also throw the ball around a bit, though. They're actually an impressive team to watch, Ireland.
Well, they're Six Nations champions.
100%. Yeah. And that's what we've got to remember as well. They hadn't played for 4 months. Yeah. That first game wasn't great. Second game was better.
5 days off the plane.
5 days off the plane.
On the Gold Coast.
On the Gold. Yeah, exactly right.
How do you reckon?
The shooter's still up there. Is that, what was that joint up there?
Shooter's, yeah.
But they come into that. That's what it was. They come into that. They come
Cavill
into that.
I was a life member.
Cavill Ave. They come into that joint now and could really do something well. They play. I think they play New Zealand. Was this schoolie? We're going back to schoolies week now, aren't we?
Yeah, I don't think they had schoolies
what was
week.
The beer garden? Remember the beer garden
up
in Southport?
Top,
what was that called?
The Broadbeach beer. Oh, the one up the top.
The beer. It was on Cavill Avenue there. Yeah.
No, there was one on Cavill Ave, but there was another one further up.
It's Versace now.
Yeah, yeah.
The hotel.
Yeah, well, Sunday afternoon.
Some of your best work.
They've got your name on the door there, don't they? Versace, TK. So, I mean, the difficult thing about it is they're playing, you're right, number 2 in the world. They are a good outfit. And look, I reckon they'll challenge. They play the All Blacks, I think, on their spring tour, so the back end of the year. I reckon they'll really challenge them for being, talking about consistency. These guys have done a really good job. They could have had a run. If they didn't lose that first test match, they could have had a run of... So they run their... They're already at 12. They lost that game for 13. If they won that one in Brisbane, 13, 14, 15, they go clean sweep here, Six Nations next year. They could have gone for, like, the world record. Yeah. They're that a good a team, I think, at the moment. Well coached, just good understanding. Australia are going to be find it very tough tomorrow night.
In game one, we were good at the breakdown, in particular Pocock.
Yeah.
They nullified that in game two.
Yes.
How did they go about nullifying him? And do we need someone else that can work well at the
breakdown? Scavenge the ball, absolutely.
We've got Hooper.
Yeah, Hooper.
He doesn't do that, does he?
Hooper plays a bit wider.
We can't have two.
No, but all the other teams need to have one. They've got look like they've got one or two guys 100%. That can do it. We look like it's only Pocock, and if he doesn't get it.
Yeah, Peter Omani was outstanding for them last week. Pocock was great in the first test. And you're right, Loz, it's pretty simple. You identify someone who's a threat, and you take him out. So every time he looks like he's getting the ball, two blokes go on him and get him off the ball. Michael Hooper he does that role, but he plays a bit wider as well and turns up everywhere. Israel Folau, they complained about the blocking last week on his kicks. And if we're hoping that that's going to make a difference, I think we're clutching at straws.
Oh, okay.
The kicking game has to be better, has to be more accurate. But Folau was out of the game last week because he didn't have that chance to get in there and do that. But he needs to go find the ball himself. He needs to understand, okay, if it's not going that way, I need to turn up left-hand side, work with my halfback, right-hand side, work with my number eight, whatever. And get involved in the game that way rather than just relying on the kick.
Because they were pretty good last week because they kicked away from you a lot.
Absolutely.
Why would you kick to him?
Why would you kick to him?
It's Israel Folau.
He's the best in the world. So kick it around. And they did. They kicked to Dane Hallett-Petty last week. Yeah. That's just smart. That's just looking at a game plan going, okay, if I tick A, B, C and D, this will work for me.
Prediction?
I think Ireland only by a couple. I think it'll be like last week.
Ireland 1-12.
Yeah, I think so. Sadly, heart, head and heart.
Yes. That's all right, mate.
Yeah.
We're in the business of trying to find a winner.
Yeah, I think Ireland will show their number two ranking this week.